Last time on Wanderlust.
Guffy, get Matthew back home. She is moving too. She's just slower than the two of them at this point.
And turn, and you kind of see the dark shadows of those three other people that you had just met scurrying into a collapsed building and kind of peeking out. You see a creature. It looks vaguely canine, but its body is far too long and sinewy and skinny, and all around its joints you can see a faint glowing light. It lunges towards the hiding spot of your friends, and you see it grab Fred and throw him into the clearing out in the open. You throw the lasso, basically, that you have with the little ice pick on the end of it, and it wraps around its neck and kind of like you can see the pick sink in a little bit, and it turns and looks at you, and you're like holding the rope. You look at the monster and you realize what's about to happen as it just flings its entire body and you get whiplashed across the clearing.
Oh, you mangy brute! And just trying to look as intimidating and loud as possible.
It snaps free of the rope and tears away, leaving a deep footprint in the ground.
Has someone disappeared?
Well, depends on who you ask. And according to the sheriff, they just left. And that's all he'll tell me. Send a boy around, then dragging me off.
Mitchell, you want to tell me about these missing kids?
Technically, we have no reason to think there are missing kids.
Look, I kind of get the feeling that the four of us are in a position where we might be able to do something about this. If there is anything else you want to tell us about these missing kids, we would appreciate that.
It's a risk. It's dangerous. And it's something that not everyone is prepared for.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that I've got a lot of experience under my belt.
Before we started the recording, we were bickering about where we started or where we ended, and we were talking about whether or not we had gone to bed or whether or not we hadn't gone to bed, whatever. So now I'm calling your bluff. Birds are chirping. And by birds, I mean reptilian half-feathered dino creatures are chirping at your windows. You're shaking your head.
There's one really tiny, very cute bird, but then like, when something comes near, like a bug, it like turns ferocious and eats it.
it like suddenly gets predator mouth. And
yeah.
Snaps.
Yeah, but it's like cute. That. It's cute initially.
Yeah, that's what all of you are woken up to—the peaceful chirping and massacring of insects. You all wake up and stretch up like that. Tell me what all of you see in your bedrooms, starting with Zach. Because he sassed me first.
In Autumn's bedroom, there's not much. She came to town very without any planning, really. So there's a few pulp fiction books sitting on her desk. And a picture of her family. Her backpack's in the corner. There's the standard furniture that is in the lofts. You know, the chair, the bed, the table, you know, that kind of stuff. But outside of that, that's kind of all she has. So,
what's the room look like, though? Like, just nothing in it. Is it wood walls, plaster? How high up? You know what I mean? Like, give me the apartment tour here.
What does architecture look like in this world?
We get to build it right now!
Sustainable.
I know.
Sustainable, eco-friendly.
I'm trying to think of what that looks like. Like, what does that look like on the interior? You know, like, obviously stuff's eco-friendly, but what does, like...
I would say a thick wall that absorbs heat during the day and then radiates it at night.
Y'all ever seen Earthships before? I think they're called Earthships.
No.
They're the sustainable thing where they're built out of tires filled with sand in the desert. They're like built underground and out of tires. But I kind of imagine that like texture of built out of old material walls, you know, that becomes uniform.
Mm-hmm. I think there is, instead of like, other than like their front door, I think all doors are like some natural product, like bead doors, but not out of beads.
Love it.
You know, it was something like that, you know. I was thinking like bamboo sticks that you can push to the side.
Oh, I like that. That's kind of fun.
But yeah, I think there's wood accents. And oh no, in this town, like there's a lot of like inlaid decoration of glass everywhere. Like it's like embedded.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cool. That's fun. That way it's beautiful too, just like to look at, like sun shines through it like a mural. Or a mural's maybe not the right word. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and with it being like the main cool export of this town, like there's like glass inlaid on like all the walls and stuff, like kind of like mosaic, so it's like not dangerous, you can't really break it, but it's like very beautiful. Yep. Especially in The Lofts, which is like the new housing development they just made.
All right, who wants to go next? I'm taking volunteers now, or I'll assign victims.
Andy? I can go next. I don't think it's very exciting. I'm also in The Lofts, so
since you're my neighbor.
Yeah. So similar aesthetic, glass accents. I think they've got like skylights and like mirrors to reflect down to certain spots. Like if you need light somewhere, you can kind of adjust mirrors to capture the skylight light into the spot that you're working or doing whatever.
Oh, that's cool. That makes sense too, because there's like combat mirrors, so that's sort of a
it's an
extension
thing.
Of that. Yeah, I love it.
Juliet has not unpacked a ton because she's not sure like when they're going to be going out again, but like toiletries and stuff she has like very neatly laid out. Yeah, everything is like pretty organized and nicely set against the wall.
So either it's packed away or it's fastidious.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly like me when I get to a hotel room. All right, Mandy, I want to hear you go next because you're not staying in The Lofts. Because you're staying in Old Town.
I am staying in Old Town. So I was pulling up examples of like green buildings because I wanted to get in the right headspace for kind of what this would be. So I think the building itself in Old Town where Estelle and Matthew and Guffy are, I think, so it's a refurbished building. I think it used to be, in my head, I kind of picture that it used to be a restaurant in that, like, the front of it is a lot of glass. And, like, the walls itself have been refurbished to have, like, grass growing on the sides. As well as the roof, but it's kind of laid out in your typical like two bedroom apartment. So they have just like a normal floor plan, and her room. I would say her room at the moment is probably still pretty bare. She did set up her. I can't remember where I wrote it down, but she did. She did set up her goddess token on the dresser. I also imagine it does come furnished.
I think especially in Old Town, yeah.
Yeah, so she has like her goddess token set up on the dresser and has put out some of her personal effects. And I think she woke up like pretty early. Like her day starts when the sun comes up. I think she woke up pretty early and was kind of tiptoeing around the house, like putting her stuff away in her room and kind of moving some of the more communal items into the main living area for her and Matthew.
All right, Vinny.
My turn.
Yep.
So Fred's in The Lofts, right? Like most everyone else?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't remember if that was the name of it or not. Fred's apartment itself is pretty bare bones. Like, doesn't really keep a lot of stuff in there. His, like, heart and soul will be into his shop whenever he can get that set up. It's like, that's where he'll have all of his tools and his equipment and all the things he's made. And his room is literally just for sleeping.
So it's just, like, bed.
Basically.
I like that. That feels very black. That feels very Clint from Stardew Valley. So I'm going to start with, I'm going to learn names eventually. Estelle, when you start kind of creeping around the house, you walk into the common area and immediately just alarm bells going off, right? There's smoke. You smell fire. You rush into the kitchen and see that Matthew has an open fire going in like a metal bucket on the countertop and is searing fish on an open fire.
Matthew!
Mom,
can you open
it came
a
with
window?
A barbecue! Mom, it came with a barbecue! Look, it came with a barbecue!
Can we open a window first?
No, the window's not open. At least I don't yet.
Estelle goes over to the window.
They open.
Yeah. Yeah, she opens them and starts, like, waving her hands to...
Ma'am, do you know that they got seafood just right down at the market? All you gotta do, go down there, they have seafood. All you can eat, fish. Ma'am, so much... Do you know how little fish I've ever had?
Matthew, we come here once a year.
I know, but look, I can cook the fish.
I know.
We're not in Grandma's house. I don't have to worry about a kitchen.
While that is true... Can you at least keep the windows open so we're not... Jeez, Matthew, it's so smoky in here.
Thought it would kind of season the house, you know, to...
It's going to season the house no matter what. Just get up. Can you help me get the smoke out just a little bit?
He reaches to pick up the bucket, thinks better of it, puts on oven mitts, like very floral oven mitts. And grabs the bucket and runs it out onto, like, a little patio or, you know, a deck on the outside of your house. And continues cooking outside. As he does, he leans in and goes, "So are we gonna talk about Guffy last night?"
"Do you want to talk about Guffy last night?"
"Just saying, you know, I'm basically an adult. I got a job lined up, I think. I talked to a restaurant. I'm gonna start working there for a little bit. Get my feet wet in the scene, as it were."
"That's
and
great.
You still... At the as soon as you hear a howl, Guffy drags me across to... It's embarrassing. Ma'am, it's embarrassing. Or you can't... It's embarrassing because people see me getting babysat by a horse dog."
"That is your brother, and you will not disrespect him for like that."
Guffy has fish in his mouth, like a few fins, just like bobbing as he's chewing.
"Matthew,
Ma'am?
I get it. I do.
I don't believe you."
"Okay, look. I know that I am going to be dealing with some of these creatures, some of these animals that are out there. And if I'm going to have to deal with that, then you either need to listen to me when I say to go, or Guffy's going to drag you."
"Now, I think all things being fair, and look, it was a bit of a blur last night. I'm pretty sure you just said, 'Guffy, take Matthew,' and then I got drugged down a hill past a police officer."
"That's because you said we're a team and I'm going to stay."
"No, that's possible I said that.
That is not what that's not what we're doing here."
"I would argue that out of the two of us, you have more responsibility than me. You're supposed to be raising a child. What are you doing risking your life? I'm a child. I'm supposed to be risking my life. Your job is to keep me from risking my life.
That's why we moved here. Because Grandma and Grandpa are... not that far away if something happens to me."
"Are you telling me we moved here so you could go on suicide missions with werewolves?"
"We moved here because this is what I do. And I stopped doing it for you. But I want to keep doing it, Matthew."
"What if I want to do it with you?"
"No.
To keep you from getting eaten by wolves and things."
You're not that kind of kid, Matthew.
Matthew dejectedly pokes at fish.
"You're great at cooking. You are magnificent. You are not the kind of person who's going to go out in the wilds and deal with werewolves."
Just goes, "Well, we'll see where I get better fish." Just keeps poking at the grill.
She comes closer and like kneels down by him and his grill setup. "But I can promise you that I'll bring you anything back that I find."
"I want you to know something right now. I am still mad at you."
"You're allowed to be."
"But that does help."
"I'm glad."
"Just saying, I'm still mad. You're not off the hook, but that does help."
"That's fair, because I didn't completely disclose that when we left. But thank you for breakfast. I'm going to go and get my job done in the gardens here in about 10 minutes.
And you're not going into the wilds or anything, right? You wouldn't do that? You would... definitely not wander off."
"I thought I just made it clear that I'm going to have to be dealing with this kind of stuff."
"Today?
Maybe. Thank you for breakfast. Are you going to join me?"
"In the gardens? No, I'm not. I'm going to do a later shift. Yeah. See when the other kids are doing it. I heard they wake up late. Maybe I'll start sleeping in finally."
"You do that."
All right, we're going to switch back to the lofts. How do all of you imagine getting breakfast?
Oh, it's super communal, even on the not busybody floors.
Well, I guess, do you think that all three of you would meet in, like, a common area and, like, or cook for yourselves?
You said Vinny isn't, or that Fred is in a specifically different area in the lofts from us?
He's on a different floor, but not necessarily. If you guys want to have a scene here, you can, of you guys, pottering around and planning your day.
Well, like, I didn't know if he was, like, getting up and in the garden before us because he's, like, on the early shift.
He's on a normal shift.
Yeah, he's on a normal shift.
I thought he was on the 6 a.m. shift, you said.
It wasn't that early, was it?
I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. I don't think anyone's knocking his door down today. Give it a minute.
Okay. I just wasn't planning on seeing him till after the gardens.
So I'll say that all of you are, like, outside and kind of covered from the sun and maybe, you know, some, like, little bit of mist that's falling in the early morning as people are kind of eating quiet meals and drinking hot cups of something caffeinated. Plants are growing throughout this little area, like, where there's picnic tables and whatnot. And it's just kind of, like, buffet style, right? So there's just big, like, chafing dishes of food. And you see, general crowds of people milling about and kind of scooping up food, and I will say all of you run into each other. You all just stare at each other, like, just hands, like, not in your pockets, on your pockets.
We stand there for 10 seconds, slap our legs, and then walk the other direction.
Fred will make his way over. Well, are they together or are they kind of separate? Are we like in a triangle?
I think we're all at the buffet getting food.
For the sake of this scene happening, let's say yes.
No, I want to draw this out as long as possible. Make this as awkward as I can.
But we've already done that.
Fred will approach him and be like, "Oh, good morning, guys. How was your sleep?"
Delightful.
Fine, except for some, I guess, more chase-oriented dreams than I'm used to, but,
And you were going to go out alone into the wilds?
Well, yes, for science.
Okay.
I think that should be a tagline for your character. Well, yes, for science.
Mine's, I saw it in a book once. So, how do we want to handle this situation of the missing folks? Do we want to gather evidence here first, or are we just going to, like, book it into the wilds after garden shift?
What sort of evidence do you think we could gather here?
Well, I mean, we could check to see if they left anything behind in their room.
I think that's not a bad place to start. Maybe see if they were hanging out somewhere, said something, left anything behind. Then see if anybody saw them. See where the last place was and follow them from there.
Fact-finding is always a good idea with me.
As you guys are finishing up your breakfast and kind of all chattering, you see Sheriff Mitchell Toby pacing up to you. He seems a little bit happier today, a little bit brighter. He's got a spring in his step. Well, hello! How are you?
Morning, Mitchell.
Now, I just want to thank all of you for being just exemplary citizens last night and letting me know about Mal. She gets into trouble, and I think it's good that you let me know.
Okay.
What?
Sorry, I wrote Caitlin message.
Did he get laid? Oh, come on. No, he didn't get laid. He arrested somebody that he hates.
He didn't get laid. Estelle wasn't there.
Look, he's not the only romantic choice. It depends if you want to date a Boy Scout. He's a goody two-shoes.
So, you caught up with Mole then?
I did. See, she does this trick where she runs down the sides of the mountains instead of down the paths. I'm used to it. Really, the thing is that finally I had an excuse, which is that she's harassing new people, that I can convince her that she should be held for a little bit, maybe talk to the council, see what they think. Point is, we have to do something about Mal, because she's spreading fear to all of you. which is ridiculous.
I mean, I'm not afraid.
I don't consider myself harassed by her, so that seems unjust.
Make your opinion known to the council. Look, I understand you're new.
I will.
She has a history of doing this and then buying things or selling. We talked about this last night. She tried to sell you something, right? That's what she does.
Well, you believe in justice, don't you?
That's a loaded question. I do. I'm not convinced you do.
Well, what I'm saying is, you don't strike me as the type of person who would want somebody brought up on padded charges.
I'm not padding the charges. She is a career criminal who has done many illegal things.
And which one of those is she on trial for now?
In this case, racketeering on new people.
I don't consider that to have happened. I don't consider myself injured in any way.
Mitchell, she wasn't trying to sell us anything.
She was. You told me that she was last.
No, she was offering help.
Let me put it this way. If you walk into a store and the storekeeper offers, like, hey, would you like to buy anything? Would you arrest them for racketeering? No. You expect them to try to sell you something. We asked a question. And she's like, oh, I could do that, but it's not free, right? Does that make sense? Like, it's not like she was trying to force services on us.
He looks visibly dejected. Now listen.
How does service work like that work in this world where it's like guides to things? Because we don't pay people.
You certainly can, yeah.
Can you clarify again how money works?
Well, you said you can't pay people. You said trading credits is like...
You can pay people. I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. Imagine everyone is on salary and you can spend money, but that money doesn't necessarily go to the other person, right? I would also say she is a thief and probably has a way to get money that is indirect.
Right. Well, I knew that she did that. I just didn't think that it was common for people to give each other money.
It's not. It's common to hire somebody, though, and she is also a charlatan. Well, not really a charlatan. She's kind of a charlatan. She's a little bit of a charlatan. Okay, look. How about this? I understand what you're saying. It was a crazy night last night. So let's try this. Maul is again spreading stories that are going to get people to run out into the wilderness and get themselves hurt. I just need her to not be telling that to every new person that comes into town, right? Because it's dangerous.
Fair.
So, okay.
I mean, if that's your only concern, you don't have to rest her till next Tuesday when the next boat comes in.
That you are new people. I'm worried about you guys wandering off into the woods looking for kids that aren't necessarily missing.
Wait, you sounded like you had a proposal.
I did. So, here's the thing. I want to make it clear. This is not like the first straw. This is like the 80th, I don't know how many straws before it breaks something, but it's a lot of straws. This is not the first, second, third, or fourth. It's like the 999th that now she has to go and talk to the council about her actions. So, how about this? There's no definitive evidence that those kids are missing. By the point that she talks to the council, all I'm asking you to do is inform them that she did in fact talk to you but didn't try to press services. How about that?
I suppose we can talk about that.
All you have to do is tell them that she did in fact say that there were kids missing in the woods when we don't know that there were and there's no evidence that there were.
When is the council meeting?
That's a great question. Let's say 1 week.
I mean, that seems fair to me.
Ba-ba-ba. Cody didn't mean to make a ticking clock, but he did.
I'll still be here, so... Sure.
Great! That's all I need. I will talk to all of you later. Stay on the path. I swear, and he, like, looks at Estelle, like, just stay on the path. I know I seem like a fuddy-duddy. It's not that. It's that the alternative is people getting hurt and monsters eating up stuff. So just stay on the path. Don't do anything crazy. Just enjoy your time here. That's all I'm asking.
I agree to one of those things.
Estelle takes a long sip of whatever her caffeinated beverage is and says, no guarantees.
He just, like, looks visibly deflated as he walks off, obviously nervous.
So this changes nothing, right?
Well, yes, we're doing some fact-finding. A week is forever away.
In Cody podcast episodes, that's 45. I love you, Cody.
Hey, I got no issues. I'm enjoying myself.
Still, those weeks will go by fast if we're just going to sit here. So,
well, we got the garden work to do, and then we're on to greener pastures? I don't know if it's redder pastures? I don't know the equivalent.
It makes it sound like they're bloody.
Well, I mean, plants are red and blue in this world, aren't they?
Are they not green plants?
There are both. Anyways.
Okay.
Montage. Through all of you working in a rainbow-colored, beautiful garden, y'all are tending plants, taking measurements of soil to ensure that there's, you know, proper nutrients. I think probably, Estelle, you spend a lot of time, like, dealing with animals, like, figuring out what animals are here, maybe reading up on how their, like, life cycle and, like, ecosystem work to sustain
she's,
them.
She's here once a year, so she goes back to the, like, hydroponics, like, the animals that they have there, and does most of her time out there, because she doesn't get to do that very much.
That's cool, hasn't. Yeah, so that's a lot of fish.
Like, the fishery stuff? Yeah. Juliet is interested in, like, the any, like, saltwater stuff that they have, like, stuff that would be specific to here.
Oh, okay, so yeah, then you and Estelle are kind of in the same place.
I mean, Autumn wants to do that, too.
So all of you are out on, like, floating. It's odd to step on because they're buoyant, so as you walk across the garden here, it, like, dips into the water slightly. You know, you kind of have to wear open shoes as your feet kind of sink into the water as you walk. The plant life here is kind of a mix of seaweed and wheat, so it's a more substantial seaweed that can be turned into, like, some kind of grain or milled into a powder. And then throughout that, I think that there are probably some kind of large sea-like bovine, so like manatee, basically, that are there as livestock.
That's the main thing that Estelle wants to work with.
Cool. All right, and what about Fred?
Fred is going to kind of look around before choosing what to do. What looks like the easiest job?
I'll say probably something like you look over and you just see Fred sitting with like a bunch of old ladies, and they're all kind of like sitting in chairs at like with gardens that are like at chest height, so it's really easy to reach over, and you're basically like pollinating flowers. So you're like sitting there with a brush just tapping flowers, you know, to like pollinate them like you can do with tomatoes.
Yep.
Or whatever, and you're basically just gossiping with old ladies.
Perfect. That's amazing. I love it. it's pretty clear, at least for the first little bit, until he kind of figures out what he's doing. He's clearly just watching them and copying what they're doing.
They know they're enjoying the company. So I think by the end of this, Fred needs to have like a Rolodex of, grannies he can call.
I was going to say, like you said Fred was gossiping. Do I actually get any gossip to do with?
Ooh, that's an interesting.
Ooh, he could find out about if they saw the people, the teenagers.
Oh, that's an, yeah. Okay. Roll me some investigation check.
All right.
Playing the game.
And if you're trying to figure out about the teenagers, that is. If you're trying to figure out about something else, too, Fred, this
we'll
is
see
your-
how well you roll, then you can ask questions.
Yeah, okay. I mean, rapport seems like the best thing to use, right?
Rapport works, yeah.
That is a 2.
Really? I just had, like, knee-jerk D&D reaction. Like, you suck! Like, oh, wait, no, 2's fine. Give me one-word description of a character that you want to be talking to.
Granny.
Respectable.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Oh, no, that's perfect, actually. Like, I'm imagining it's the one that will spread any rumor, even if it's not necessarily true. Like, she'll, it's the type of person that, you know, if you tell them to keep something in their confidence, everyone will know.
You're sitting next to an old lady who, like, technically is doing the job, but she's almost as lazy as you. And
so my new best friend. Got it.
She's, like, kind of leaning back. She's just sort of, like, flapping at the bush. Like, she's done with this. You can tell. No one's calling her on it. She's very old. She's, like, got a brush in one hand and a, like, what's gonna sound, it's gonna sound like she's on coke if I say this. like or crystal meth, like a glass pipe, but it's like for something equivalent to tobacco, not hard drugs. All right. She's smoking, but not that kind of smoking.
I mean, you could have gone with anything other than a glass pipe, but no, you went for it.
Well, I went with glass because everyone blows glass here, so it makes sense that her pipe would be made of glass.
Instead of, like, wood or something?
Yeah.
She's smoking tobacco out of a bong.
Yeah, basically. That's kind of the vibe you get off her, right?
No, it's totally a hookah. It's totally just a hookah.
A giant hookah. So the caterpillar from, you know, what's it called, is there in granny form. What brought you to town?
The sound effects.
It sounded like she was slurping a drink, not smoking a hookah.
That's what a hookah sounds like.
It does, yeah. That is what a hookah sounds like. I got what he was doing, but it still doesn't sound pleasant. I just needed to get away somewhere away from the cities.
And you decided to come to the end of the world. Now you're a handsome, strapping, middle-aged, if we're being generous, man.
He's like 30s. He's like late 30s.
You said inappropriate, not nice.
Okay.
What would bring you out here? I assume you're not married, hanging out with me. I'm not either. Wink.
I love her.
No, not married yet. Just kind of living the life. Just...
Oh, well, my name's Honey, and I am free for dinner.
Of course, you had to give her a stripper name.
It's the first name on the random name generator. All right, it came up Honey, and I'm like, yeah, that's good, actually.
I do like how it's a nature name again. I like the nature names.
Well, it is nice to meet you, Honey. that's funny to call her because that's her name. I'm not sure if I can do dinner tonight. I need to get my workshop set up. I just moved in here.
Oh, and what do you do?
I'm a blacksmith. I make all kinds of stuff.
I can tell by the physique.
Okay.
You can ask her two questions. If anyone wants to make suggestions, they can.
I mean, why don't you just first ask, has she heard about the kids?
Yeah, I was thinking that was going to be one of my questions, but I was thinking if there's another one I wanted to do first.
Do you want to ask about the sheriff or Maul?
So you seem like someone who's knowledgeable when the goings on in town here. I heard a rumor about some kids that have gone missing. Have you heard anything about that?
Of course. Now, listen. And she, like, leans really close. And you can, like, smell, like, the kind of acrid smell of burning plant matter on her breath. The town's haunted. Everyone knows it. No one talks about it. Now, sometimes people come here because it's a beautiful place. And sometimes they come here because they know it's haunted. They're called by whatever's here. Everyone thinks I'm crazy. But it's haunted. Every once in a while, you know, people come here and they vanish. Off into the trees, taken by whatever ghosts linger here from days past and then past from back then. So, I would suggest treading carefully and not looking for kids, because you'll end up going missing yourself, and I would miss the company. But the town's haunted. This happens all the time. No one talks about it.
Interesting. So, just be careful, I guess, is what I'm hearing.
And don't try to talk to ghosts!
Yeah, if any ghosts try to talk to me, I'll make sure to ignore them.
Cool. Good theory.
And so you can probably guess I heard this from Maul. I'm sure you know Maul.
Everybody who is as distinguished in the finer things of less than legality knows of Maul. Yes. Yeah. She knows the place is haunted.
So, like, she and the sheriff have beef. Like, what's the history there? Like, he seems to want to arrest her every time he talks about her.
The sheriff is an idiot. Now, he is a good-looking idiot, but he is an idiot. And I can respect that about him. He means well. He wants everyone to be safe. He's a head-in-the-sand kind of guy. Maul is like a, well, the, you know, it's haunted. I might as well do ghost tours. I'm not saying she sent the kids out into the wild, but if they wandered into her shop and asked if there's anything creepy, she's not gonna, like, not tell cool stories about going off and finding stuff in the wild.
I'm trying to think how do I respond. I'm out of questions, but I'm thinking how do I respond to that.
You don't have to. That can be the end of the scene, if you're done. Okay. If you're done, we can be done there.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
She just says, well, whenever you have an evening free, remember, dinner. Is anyone else going to do anything whilst in the gardens? Montage! Your work day is a... What?
Sorry, I was thinking, there's got to be somebody that I know that is, like, there that I could ask a question to.
There definitely is.
Yeah.
We could definitely ride one of these, right? The giant manatees. Like, we could put a saddle on one, and we could go out into the ocean. Wouldn't that be fun, Juliet?
You see a stern-looking 40-year-old holding a clipboard just staring at you, like...
It seems like it might be a slow method of conveyance.
I don't know. These things can probably go pretty fast if they want to.
You really think so? They're, like, floating along.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, like, they don't move. They're basically, like, filter feeders. They're just standing there, like... Boo, 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 boo,
boo, boo, boo. I mean, there's only one real way to find out, Juliet.
Further observation?
Yes, from their backs on a saddle.
All right, Mandy, what's, one-word description of your friend?
Morning person.
A morning person?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I hate her already.
All right.
You need to start having, like, a list of descriptive words to give you.
It's weird because the first one that popped up that fits for this character is Rowan. And I'm like, well, I'm not naming him Rowan. That's weird. Oh, okay. So you're working with the, you know, you're, like, looking at these big manatee that are there to be fed on eventually, and you are just, like, kind of like, oh, you know, getting to know, taking some counts, checking health, you know, making sure they look like they're feeding right, all that,
giving them lots of pets.
Yeah. And then you just see, like, a scream as Autumn comes running across the floating plants, jumps and lands on one of them. And it is, like, immediately a switch flips, and it's, like, bull riding. This thing goes nuts. And it's, like, Autumn's holding on for dear life, but it's, like, above water. Above water. And as you kind of, like, witness this sight, another person holding a clipboard who's clearly, like, taking notes on the food and the animals walks up to you and just goes, Estelle! And gives you a giant hug.
Oh, hey!
Like, pinning your arms to your side. This is someone that you know from your childhood named Corey.
Hey, Corey! It's been a long time. How are you doing?
I'm doing so good. Is that your friend that's trying to ride the manatees? Is that your friend?
Acquaintance at the moment.
Acquaintance at the moment. Okay. Well, you know, we all try it once, that's what's important. So, I'll let her finish that, and then maybe we'll have a conversation about when and when isn't the right time to ride a manatee.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Yeah.
You're here, though! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that you're here!
Cody.
Yeah, we moved in last night.
There's definitely an unofficial record for riding a manatee, though.
There is. You're challenging it, and also slowly losing oxygen. So, oh, yeah, you said that you're there. You moved in last night. Are you living here?
I am. Taking over for Dr. Reese.
As he says this, he's pulling a thermos out of his, like, out of a pack and is unscrewing it and is pouring more coffee and drinking it.
Are you sure you need... Okay.
What?
I was just going to say, are you sure you need more? You seem... ready to go today.
I've been up since 4. Anyways.
Great. Okay. Yes. Nope. Drink all the caffeine you need.
So glad you're here. Are you just getting used to all the animals? Have you named them yet? I have.
Well, if you've already named them, then you'll have to tell me what the names are.
I didn't expect you to call me on it.
No, that's all right. We can talk about it later.
We'll work on it together. We'll get a list.
Cody, Great. You always... yell at us for making you name things, and you walked straight into that one.
It was a character-defining moment. He just randomly says names at all of them and cannot keep track.
I think we take a few minutes to catch up briefly on each other's lives, and then Stell wants to ask, actually, I had a question for you. Mitchell mentioned something yesterday. Are there some kids that have gone missing?
Okay, now, let me tell you the thing about that. You know me, I'm always here, I love doing it. Those kids, hard workers. They were very involved, they seemed really into everything, and they were very respectful. All right?
Okay.
But they're kids, you know, and kids get into trouble.
Of course.
So they had a couple of spills, nothing bad. Look, you know, there are all the kids. Like her, you still see Autumn.
Oh, she's not screaming. She's having the time of her life.
You see Juliet.
Autumn, but yes.
Autumn. Like her, they're living life. They're very excited, and that's great. But, you know, okay, you get into the people that have those boards that go real fast on the water. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. You break one of their boards, they get upset, all right? And that's just, you know, so some people were mad at them. I thought they were great. A lot of energy, worked really hard, no complaints.
But, oh, did they break someone's board?
Yeah. They were not happy about that.
Were they hanging out on the water, or were they hanging out at the park?
I think the stadium. I saw them on the water riding those boards real fast and dangerously.
Oh. But then, okay, but that doesn't explain that people were mad at them and they just walked away?
They just left, yeah. Well, that's what Mitchell says. Now, other people say other things, but Mitchell was like, well, they've got someone mad, it was awkward, they just left. And, you know, it happens, they're young, they don't want to handle conflict like me and you, so instead they just left.
Okay, and what are other people saying?
What I just said. Mostly what I just said. It depends who you ask, you know. Some of them are worried because, you know, we got those ruins and it's creepy up there and people say the town's haunted, but it's not. So it just kind of depends who you ask.
Okay. Do you know, do you happen to know maybe who they were hanging out with down by the water?
Boy, it seems like I should have a name ready for that. Hang on. Ooh, Dion's a good name for this. Dion.
Okay. All right. I've already heard a lot of things since being in town. I think I've been here less than 24 hours. Just curious what's happening.
So, okay. So tonight, dinner, right? Dinner. Me, you, Matthew, Guffy, dinner.
Let me see how much I'm able to get done today. I kind of still have to run by the veterinarian office.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'll make sure to come by at some point and bring Guffy some really good dog biscuits.
He would love that.
And I'll say at this point, Autumn is, tossed onto, like, the soft mats of plants and kind of rolls up to her feet. Corey walks up and goes, I don't want to tell you this because I shouldn't encourage this behavior. I did it 10 seconds longer 20 years ago. Bye! And then wanders off.
Dusts. Juliet, you're next, right? I push her.
No.
No, actually, we probably shouldn't be disturbing them anymore. They actually need to keep sleeping.
I'm just saying, see how aggressive they were? If we can get that to forward motion, think of how fast they'd be.
No, we're not doing that right now, Autumn.
It can be your noble steed, Juliet. Look at it.
Autumn, leave Juliet alone.
I just keep, like, the whole shift. I just, like, there's one that I keep pointing to for Juliet. Like, whenever Estelle's not looking, I'm like, your steed.
Anything else that we want to do?
Nope. No.
All right. Your shift ends. You are now free to do what you will in the town.
So I imagine we probably all kind of start heading out the same direction. So I spoke with one of my friends in the gardens today, and he said that those kids broke someone's board down at the water. So apparently they were hanging out down there. We can give that a try. And I think we also have where they were staying.
Was it a surfboard or one of those hoverboards that they've used to desecrate the Danaeus games.
I didn't catch which one, but we can double check when we're down there.
Note from the DM, they're the same thing. It's just sometimes people ride them on land and then really crazy people ride them on waves, but they're similar. They're basically the same device. This is like the relationship between surfing and skateboarding, you know, or longboarding.
Okay.
It's not a disparate group of people.
Well, it doesn't matter. It was just one of the boards. I think that they can ride on the water. But we can, whichever one we should start out with first, I think we knock these out and then see if it's even worth it to head out into the wild if they are actually gone.
Sounds like a plan. Nice work.
Okay. Water or apartments?
Let's do apartments first.
Okay.
All right. You make your way to the room, that they had stayed at before. You know, you got a number, whatever. The hallway is empty. No one's really inside at this time of day. And the door is locked. You know the room is empty, by the way. Or it's full of these kids that are missing. One or the other.
This takes a whole different turn if the kids are just locked in here by the sheriff. It's a very different game all of a sudden.
Is it a loft-style type? Like the lofts where it's like it's a room and it's in a the communal? Lofts.
Yes.
Okay.
You mean it's in the Warrens, you mean?
Where is it?
Did I say it was in the lofts or in the Warrens?
You said the Warrens.
I said it was in the Warrens, didn't I? Sorry, it's in the Warrens. You go okay. To the Warrens.
Do they have a room down there or is it like a big...
I'll say it was like a haphazardly thrown together, like ramshackled shack.
Down underground.
Yeah. Basically, imagine, like, the sewers from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then teenagers live down there, right? So there's, some people are living in just, you know, like, hanging sort of, what's it called? Like, freaking, what are these things?
Hammocks?
Hammocks. The hand gesture I did for hammocks was pitiful. There's hammocks thrown up, and then there's, you know... like codename Kids Next Door level architecture of people hammering planks together to make slightly more private rooms, you know? And this one you see like nailed to a little shack built in the old sewers. It just says the den and it's locked.
Anyone else feel like we don't belong here?
As you say that, a youth on some kind of powered rollerboard zips past you and goes, "What's up, Grandma?" and just keeps going.
Estelle is going, I'm assuming there are, like, just kids hanging out around the area.
Yeah, one of them just said, "What's up, Grandma?"
Well, but they were, like, riding by. I mean, like, yeah. One that's specifically
they're
around where the shack
yeah.
is. Yeah. Estelle's gonna walk up to one or a group, whatever is... available, and jerk her thumb over at the shack. You guys know anything about the kids that were living in there?
I've never even heard of that place before. What place?
The shack over there.
I don't see a shack.
Okay, the house over there? I don't know. There were three kids over there.
I don't think there's any kids down here. I've never seen any. Who are you? Why do I have to tell you anything?
Because I'm trying
to
find
mom?
Those. No,
my
I'm
mom?
Trying to find those kids.
What kids?
The kids that were living in there.
There weren't any kids living in there. I don't know what you're talking about. What place are you pointing at?
To slap him upside the head.
You can make a roll to like intimidate or coerce.
Yeah.
Can I try to just like rip open the door? While she's doing this, can I try to do that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Both of you roll at the same time. This is gonna be funny.
Okay, I'm gonna use my composed skill to not lose my mind at these children.
I got a 5.
What'd you get?
-1.
So you just like can feel yourself foaming as like one horrible pointing finger is like raising at their faces trembling. Then you just hear a crunch and you look over and Autumn is holding a door.
She like gently sets it down next to it and walks into the room.
And the kids are like, "What the heck? We live here."
Apparently no kids live there. And Estelle walks up, turns around and walks away.
They all look slapped.
All right, what do we see in this room?
So the room has just, like, as close-packed as you can possibly fit it, just, like, crappy little beds, you know, like, worse than freshman year dorm beds. There's a few dressers laying around. You can just kind of see, like, general detritus. But sitting on one of the beds, you see a teenage kid. He's wearing a really bright colored jacket with the collar popped. He has really long hair that's just flopped over one eye. And he's holding a journal, and just you can see one tear fall from his eye onto the page of the journal.
Hi, are you Rodney?
What? I'm Dion, not Rodney. Rodney's gone.
Okay.
So are the others. And he just keeps writing.
I'm Autumn. Nice to meet you, Dion. Where did Rodney and the others go?
He looks at you and just goes, I don't know, all right? Why would I know that? Everyone keeps asking me that. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? Where'd they go? Is it my fault that people leave sometime? No, it's not my fault. I just, okay, you know what? You guys, all you people that come down here, all you old folk that wander down just trying to get in my business, all right? None of you even understand. None of you get what's going on here. So that's fine. I'll just sit here and write about it.
No, what's going on here? We're trying to find these kids. We think they disappeared into the wild, and
they did. The secret is they did. Everyone assumes they left because I'm mad at them. Well, I'm not mad at them. I had no problem with any of them at all. I don't know why everyone assumes that, but yeah, obviously monsters took them in the wild. That's what happens to everyone. Everyone knows it. Everyone pretends like it doesn't happen, especially Sheriff Loser. So whatever. And he's still just scribbling.
I agree with you, Rodney. I don't think you took them, and, you know, we're trying to find them, so if you know, a direction, or we were looking for clues since this was their old room, why are you sitting locked in here?
He just kind of goes and, keeps writing, and you just still see one tear just dropping onto the page. He's tortured.
I never would have guessed.
No, he's angsty. There's a difference.
Can I try to roll to get information out of him?
You can, yeah.
I want to use my empathy skill. That is a 4.
Okay. So I'll say struck by an impulse of I should I got an idea here. You sit down on the bed next to him and just kind of subtly glance at what he's writing. And you can see, it's a messy notebook where, the ink is all splotched with tears. And it just says, "The Ode for Fiona," written across the top.
Is Fiona, do we know all the kids' names?
Fiona, Rodney, and Ashley. Fiona being the oldest.
Okay. Yeah.
It seems like you're really missing all the kids, Rodney and Fiona.
Do you even know what it means to lend someone your board? Do you know how much that it's like giving someone the most important, it's like giving someone your child, all right? That's how much I cared about Fiona, and yeah, she wrecked the board, but she tried, and that's what matters. But none of you understand that. You just assume, oh, it's Dion, he's gotta be a jerk. Well, just because occasionally I get into fights with people that deserve it doesn't mean everything that bad happens in this town is me.
Real quick, does everyone view lending out boards the exact same way?
Well, I mean, it's a thing, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah.
Everyone treats it like it's this big, almost romantic gesture.
Unless you, specifically pay for it, but if, you build a board together, or if you give someone a board, I mean, it's obviously, yeah, it's a thing. My point is, I gave Fiona my board, she trashed it, we were gonna fix it together, and now she's gone. But no one believes that. They just assume that, oh, Dion scared him out of town again.
You seem like a nice boy. No, she wouldn't say that.
When you say that, he...
No, she doesn't say that. That's sorry. She would not like that. She's like, well, you do have a very strong personality, and I can see why people would make that assumption, but...
When you say that, he, flips out a switchblade and starts, cleaning dirt from under his fingernails. Yeah, I get that a lot.
I mean, maybe if you didn't clean your nails with a knife, that might help.
Why would I not clean my nails with a knife? The knife is cool, obviously.
I mean, it feels like you're putting on pretense right now to be cool.
Why am I talking to you? You're a million years old. What's the point of this? Do you live down here?
How old is Dion?
16?
She's 18, isn't she?
No, I'm 25.
Oh, I thought she was 18 or 19.
Oh, no. Cal's 19. I mean, we're here to find Fiona.
Then go find her. All right?
We plan on it.
Where did the monsters grab them, Dion? Was it over by the ruins or was it somewhere else?
He looks kind of like embarrassed for a minute when you ask that. And he goes, look, all right? Fiona wanted to go to the ruins. She said it was the last thing they wanted to see. She wanted to see him at night. Apparently, you know, stories, ghosts, all that stuff. I don't believe in any of it, obviously.
Obviously.
But I didn't go because it seems like a bad idea. And Sheriff, annoying that he is, said not to do that. So I didn't.
So you didn't go, but you know they went up to the ruins.
I mean, they talked about wanting to. Yes.
Okay. I don't think we have to necessarily head over to the water anymore. I think we figured out where that was leading us. So I think we get ready to go back to the ruins.
As you get up, Dion does two things. He says, hang on, wait. And he unclasps a necklace and pulls it out. On there, you see like a coin or like a... Yeah, let's say, Fred, this is something you would recognize. It's like, it's a commonly sold, like, you know, like the smashed pennies thing.
Oh, am I with them?
I assumed so. I assumed you were all together.
I assumed I wasn't with them.
Why?
Oh, why would you not be?
Because I had other stuff to do.
Oh.
Oh, well, never mind. I will say this is a thing that is recognizable to most of you, which it's like cities have like symbols or like the eco orbs have like symbols and frequently tourists get like stamped metal of those just because it's like a cool trinket to have. And it's one from the city that these kids were from. He hands you this and goes, she gave me this when I gave her the board. And also, if you find her, give her this. And he hands out, like, ripped out notebook paper all folded up. And he goes, don't read it.
I will give it to her when we find her.
He hands it to you and goes, don't read it. It's private.
Anyway, we leave.
All right. And I think that is where we will end the episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Wanderlust. Music for this show is credited down below. If you like this campaign, you can find more of our shows at the Wandering Gamer website or on Podbean. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Links in the description. Now bear in mind, in the wilds, some wander to get lost, and some wander to find themselves.